As the city of Springfield, Massachusetts prepares to move forward with a needle exchange program to address the opioid crisis, concerns are again being voiced about a lack of treatment options. What officials say has been a long-standing shortage of substance abuse treatment beds in the region is frustrating to law enforcement and others on the front line of the drug epidemic. The area of Springfield around Maple and High Streets has long been run down and plagued by crime. Recently, police have seen an uptick in prostitution in the neighborhood.
And it's not the traditional form of prostitution where women are being trafficked and that there are men profiting, except for the fact that drug dealers are profiting because the primary driver seems to be drug addiction.
Police Commissioner John Barbieri said police, as part of an effort to drive prostitution out of the neighborhood, have arrested men for attempting to purchase sex and sought to publicly shame them by putting their photos on social media. As for the women, Barbieri said the police consider them victims, but it seems they have to be arrested, often multiple times, before they can get help for their drug addiction. He said police officers are frustrated with the situation.
I guess it's trying to find that balance, trying to have services for those people that are willing to get off the street now and get help, and then absent that for those people that are an ongoing threat or danger to themselves, either incarceration or court-ordered sanctions, to try and get them off the street and then get them placed.
Complaints about a shortage of psychiatric and substance abuse treatment beds in Western Massachusetts is nothing new. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris said when people are ready to go into treatment, they're ready to go at that moment and cannot be put on a waiting list.
The need is huge, and it's been a need for a number of years.
Colton Harris said there have been calls from organizations involved in combating the opioid crisis to bring back a mobile outreach program that operated in Springfield between 1999 and 2004.
We were transporting individuals into treatment. Now, even though the treatment wasn't in Western Mass, it was in Worcester and it was in the eastern part of the state, at least we had transportation to take folks where they needed to go. That doesn't exist anymore.
That outreach program ended when a $300,000 grant that paid for it expired, according to Colton Harris. Hampden County Sheriff Nick Cochi announced earlier this year that 86 beds at the department's Addiction Recovery Center on Mill Street in Springfield will be reserved for people who have been civilly committed for treatment. But the treatment is for men, not women, because a quirk in state law forbids women patients from being treated at a correctional facility unless they've been arrested. Martha Lyman, research director for the Hampden County Sheriff's Department, said there is a special program the department administers to help women who've survived human trafficking and prostitution, but its success is limited by the region's shortage of treatment beds.
But once again, we're all running around talking about and worrying about the fact that there aren't enough beds if a woman decides she wants to get out of this life and needs to not go back to where she was. We don't have options. We don't have options. And we don't have enough treatment beds for men that come out as well.
The Springfield Public Health Council voted last March to declare a public health emergency because of the opioid epidemic and authorize a needle exchange program in the city. Mayor Dominic Sarno dropped his longstanding opposition to needle exchange, but insists on more services for those affected by opioids. In the letter Colton Harris sent to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health asking to launch in Springfield what is now called a syringe services program, she wrote, quote, "The city continues to express concern about the lack of treatment beds for those with substance use disorders who are ready to go into treatment." In a 2017 report, the state health department said 1,100 beds for substance use and psychiatric treatment had been added since 2015. A spokesman for the department, Omar Cabrera, said a regional breakdown of where the beds have been added is not available. He said there are 791 total substance use treatment beds licensed in the western region of the state. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.